This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Living in rural America is a blessing. Many of us can sit on our porches and look out over beautiful fields, forests, hills, and prairies. We live in beautiful and historic small towns where we support local businesses. And connecting us all are the roads and bridges we travel as we start busy days tending to livestock, nurturing our crops, attending our children's or grandchildren's sporting events, and visiting friends and family. Trucks and trains filled with the fruits of farmers' and ranchers' hard work crisscross the landscape as barges move up and down rivers. But the networks we rely on for all of this are in a severe state of disrepair. Each year, the American Society of Civil Engineers gives us a grade to America's infrastructure, and this year, we got a C-. If most kids came home from school with a C-, there would be an earnest conversation about how kids and parents could work together and put a plan in place to do better. As Americans, we need to develop a plan to fix the dismal state of our nation's infrastructure and make sure rural America isn't left in the dust. The ASCE report found 42% of our bridges are at least 50 years old and that 7.5% are structurally deficient. To put that into perspective, over 178 million trips are made across structurally deficient bridges in America every day. That is plain dangerous and unacceptable. Along our rivers and streams, nearly 40,000 miles of levees protect our communities and farmland. In the spring of 2019, a major levee breach along the Missouri River in Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri destroys hundreds of homes, flooded fields, and devastated multiple rural communities. Our rivers should be life-giving to our communities. These waterways are also essential to moving agricultural products to major ports. One barge down the Missouri can carry as much as 70 semi-loads worth of goods. The ASCE gave our inland waterways a D+, estimating nearly $7 billion in backlogged projects. Then there are the pathways that bring us together virtually. Broadband access in rural communities continues to lag far behind the speeds in urban and suburban communities, with 20% of schoolchildren lacking in high-speed connection. We have sounded the alarm on this growing digital divide for years, and the pandemic has demonstrated more clearly why we must get high-speed internet throughout rural America. Earlier this month, President Biden laid out the framework for an infrastructure package with many of the right pieces. The proposal seeks to expand rural broadband across America, promises to rebuild roads, bridges, ports, waterways, and supports investment in agriculture research. While these are critical infrastructure priorities, we are closely watching how the administration and Congress will pay for this package and whether it will include mandates that could harm our communities. President Biden's proposal is just the first step in what will likely be a many months-long process to create and pass a final bill through Congress. The American Farm Bureau will work closely with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to ensure we responsibly and efficiently upgrade our infrastructure. Our rural communities and food suppliers deserve more than a barely passing grade when it comes to the framework foundational to our health, safety, and future success. The American Farm Bureau Federation, in partnership with Farm Credit, recently opened online applications for the 2022 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. Farm Bureau Executive Director of Industry Relations Sarah Brown explained in a recent interview that the challenge has awarded more than $1 million over 8 years. She said that that's a really exciting milestone for Farm Bureau. Additionally, we're excited that we've been able to expand the dollar amount we'll be awarding in startup funds. We are adding a formal runner-up prize. This year, collectively, we're going to be giving away $165,000 in startup funds across 10 finalist teams. To learn more and apply for the 2022 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge, go to fb.org/challenge. Any change in capital gains tax policy that eliminates or scales back stepped-up basis could result in a massive tax burden on the agricultural sector, according to a new analysis by the American Soybean Association and the American Farm Bureau Federation. To minimize the impact of burdensome capital gains taxes, farmers and ranchers use stepped-up basis, which provides a reset for the asset value basis during intergenerational transfers. The magnitude of the tax burden that would be felt if basis is taken away or reduced would likely significantly exceed the annual income generated by the assets, something that has soy and other American farmers concerned. Kevin Scott, soybean farmer from Valley Springs, South Dakota, and president of ASA, said what people may not realize is that it could take years of returns to equal the amount of tax if stepped-up basis is reduced, or worse, eliminated. If we inherit farmland without the step-up to level the playing field for paying capital gains, there is a significant cost to sell the land, which throws off the market for not just farmers, but for everyone. The value of farms is tied up in land and equipment, and many hardworking farmers struggle just to make ends meet, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall. He said that eliminating stepped-up basis would make passing the family farm to the next generation much more difficult when the capital gains taxes would exceed a farm's net income in many cases and require years to pay off. We urge lawmakers to leave stepped-up basis intact to ensure farmers can continue feeding America's families. Scott Gerlt, ASA economist, and John Newton, Farm Bureau chief economist, explain in a joint article that heirs facing higher taxes would incur steep costs after bringing the land to market, thereby increasing costs for everyone else in the marketplace. And if an estate is passed on with debt, it may not be possible for the family to meet the tax obligation. Gerlt and Newton, in their analysis, offer perspective across the U.S. and give real examples of the damage stepped-up basis changes could cause. The bottom line? Eliminating stepped-up basis to generate more federal income risks the livelihood of America's family farms and the economic sustainability of these family operations long into the future. Farmers and ranchers are urged to contact their senators and representatives regarding the repeal of stepped-up basis legislation. Proposed legislation in Congress would tax capital gains at death and eliminate stepped-up basis as a way to raise revenue for government spending. This would be devastating to American agriculture. So don't wait. Contact your members of Congress today and ask for the continuation of stepped-up basis, which supports America's farmers and ranchers. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.